This gospel today caught my attention because it seems like a very strange request coming from Jesus' apostles. Increase our faith. Jesus has just finished delivering some profound and demanding teachings to his apostles. Among them, he has told them to be forgiving, not just once, but every single time a sister or brother repents, even if it's seven times in a single day. Now, that's heavy stuff. That describes a truly radical, upside-down kingdom teaching. So, what do the apostles do? They say to Jesus, I'm paraphrasing, "You want us to deal with this? Give us more faith." It's an understandable reaction, isn't it? When faced with such a monumental challenge, to be so radically forgiving, so completely and utterly faithful, the natural human response is to feel inadequate. We hear what is asked of us, and then we look at our own capacity and realize we don't have enough faith. So we pray for more. We pray for a boost, for a kind of spiritual steroid shot to get us through. But Jesus' response is not a promise of more faith. Instead, he tells them, if you had faith like this, like a little mustard seed, you would say to this mulberry tree, "Be uprooted and planted in the sea," and it would listen to you. The mustard seed is in itself a proverb for something so infinitesimal, so small. So what he's telling them is this: you don't need any more faith. You just need to act on the little bit that you have. It's not the quantity of faith that matters, but how you apply it. And then, as if to drive the point home, Jesus tells the strange and unsettling parable of the slave who is simply doing his duty. A master doesn't thank a slave or servant for doing what is commanded of them. When a slave comes in from the field, he's still expected to serve the master's meal before eating his own. I'm currently restreaming all of Downton Abbey, and so in a sense, I kind of understand that. The lesson concludes with Jesus saying, "So you also, when you have done all that you were commanded, simply say, 'We are unworthy servants. We have done what was our duty.'" Slavery is a profoundly uncomfortable image for us today. It's very difficult to hear. But Jesus is speaking to a world where this was an accepted part of the social order. And he's using this familiar situation to make a point about our relationship with God. The point is not about any merits of slavery, heaven forbid, but about the nature of our service. Our faithful obedience is simply our duty, our calling as followers of Christ. I know it's hard. It's hard to reconcile this demanding duty, this faith with the struggles that we face as Christians. When our lives are filled with sorrow and hardship, when we see the consequences of our own failures, it's not always easy to feel like a confident, faith-filled servant. But you can take encouragement from Paul's letter to young Timothy. He writes reminding him of his heritage of faith, a faith that just didn't spring up out of nowhere. It was nurtured, it was taught, and it was witnessed in the home. And he reminds Timothy to rekindle that gift of God which is in you, that spark of faith. That's the work of discipleship. Not asking for a bigger dose of faith, but stirring up what we already have been given. Perhaps the mistake that the apostles make isn't so much in asking for more faith, but in thinking that they don't have enough, that in thinking God's gift to them was insufficient. But God always gives us enough to be faithful. God always gives us enough to do something useful, to make it work. So the apostles who asked for more faith, and to us who may make that same plea, Jesus says, you already have enough. It's not the quantity of faith, but the quality of your trust in God. That's what matters. And to us who worry about our inadequacies, Paul's letter reminds us that we are part of a long heritage of believers. We're not alone. Our faith is not a self-generated power, but a gift to be nurtured and put into practice. So let us go forth today, not asking for some supernatural power-up, but trusting in that small flickering flame of faith we have been given. Let us fan that little flame into a blaze through our acts of love and service and our forgiveness and our witness. To paraphrase a biblical scholar, Walter Brueggemeyer, everyone has a hunger for certainty in their lives. The problem is, the gospel is not about certainty. It's about faithfulness. Amen.